just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
We're getting through the holidays here. We're wrapping up the holiday season.
I've already wrapped it up.
Oh.
That was what I...
You're done.
I had the wrapping paper. Wrapped it,
you quit. You're done.
That was all pre-Christmas.
You pack that up and it's done. Well, most people are wrapping up the Christmas holiday New Year season. And I'm sure a lot of people have had family, friends over, parties, whatnot. But not everything always goes to plan with holiday plans. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had like a vacation or something that just went totally off the rails?
Oh, completely off the rails? Yes.
It's something I like to call Chevy chasing a holiday, where things just keep going wrong and keep going wrong.
Yes.
No. Mm-hmm. I can't say that I've ever had one that was Chevy Chase bad, but there've been times where, you know, your plans just fall through.
Mine was a little bit closer to Hangover, but yes.
Oh. That's where that tattoo came from.
There you go.
But in true fashion of everything else in our lives, sometimes even things at Disney don't go 100% as planned, right?
Yeah.
And today we're talking about things that you either love or hate, which are... attraction evacuations.
Oh, I love them.
You are one of the few, I think, that really gets excited about them.
With a good old-fashioned evacuation? Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, most of the time, I don't mind them. There are people that get real angry about them, but mm-hmm. I don't mind them as long as it's not too horrifically long.
Well, and the reason why, right from the top, is... we've been on the ride so many times now,
right,
that it doesn't affect us very much, you know. If you do, you're like, oh, it's a whole new experience. That's kind of fun. It's a once in a lifetime type of a thing. But if you've waited your entire year to go ride Space Mountain and then they evacuate you off the ride and don't let you back on, and you have to wait another 2 hours for it, if that were the circumstance,
yeah,
livid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be, I mean, you do want to have the full attraction experience at least once,
mm-hmm.
right? You want to ride through the Haunted Mansion at least once.
Oh, could you imagine?
And get to see all the effects as they're meant to be seen before they start ripping you out of your Doom Buggies.
Yeah.
Right? Which I've never had happen, by the way. I've never had them actually take me out of the Doom Buggy and walk me out.
No, not quite that.
But the ones that I really dislike are the water rides.
Oh, could you even imagine?
The time I personally never have been evacuated off a water ride that I can remember.
We came real close though.
Have we?
Yeah. We were on Pirates at California at the Disneyland park.
Yeah.
And we were getting ready to go down the waterfall, and the gate wouldn't open properly. Like, it kept making a noise and it wouldn't work, and all the lights came on and stuff.
Oh, you're right.
Do you remember all this?
I do.
And then we were like, oh, what's going to happen here? And then somebody came in there was a side door right there, and they came in out of the dark,
uh-huh.
and they kicked our boat, and then we went down the falls.
Sometimes that's all it takes, right?
One good swift kick. But we were there for quite some time, probably 10, 12 minutes, waiting for them to come kick our boat.
Oh, I would have gotten out and kicked it if we
knew. If we knew. Yeah. Had we known the whole time.
Had I but known that all I need to do is kick something.
And I feel like you could almost still hear the noise, right? Could you still hear the gate opening noise?
Oh, it's my favorite noise.
So that was fun.
For those, it's a weird thing to know. I guess it's from riding the ride too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even on the first gate. It's on the second gate.
Okay.
Then as you're going down the two drops at Disneyland, and you get up to the second gate, And I don't know exactly what makes the noise.
Yeah.
But it sounds like the movie trailer bass noise, like doom, like yeah. It's really deep. I don't know why I love
and
it.
And it would have been this first gate that we got stuck at. Oh, so okay. It didn't make that noise.
So I didn't get to hear it a lot. That's why I don't remember it. But the poor water ride, they're so much more complicated to get people on and off of.
Uh-huh.
And pirates especially, because you're not on any kind of rail system. It's all done by water jets pushing the boats along.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so if something goes wrong, someone has to put on waders and go out and physically move the boats.
Right.
Which would be crazy to see.
It'd be fun.
Yeah. I would love to be able to stand up on like near one of the animatronics. Like I wouldn't want to touch anything because that's a bad kid thing. I don't do that. But I would like to get close to them and at least get to see them because that would be really cool.
Yeah. That getting evacuated off pirates would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But they have a behind the scenes tour that you can pay for, I think, right? To go and walk around in there.
I don't think they have tours that actually let you walk up near the animatronics because that would be far too complicated. Like,
listen, for the right amount of money, Disney will do it.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah. If you give them a good sum of money, they might very well let you get near them. Or if you're like Johnny Depp, they might let you get near them. But
yeah, because they put live actors on there for Halloween.
They do.
That's different completely.
But they're not near the animatronics either. They're usually in areas where cast members can cross over anyway.
Yeah.
But we've gotten evacuated off a couple things. We've been evacuated off Space Mountain, which was super cool.
That was really fun.
Do you still have that video?
I sure hope so.
Because I don't think I've seen that video of ours.
Who knows what Google has, but I'm assuming it's in there.
Oh, yeah. It's up in the cloud somewhere. because people are like, oh, it ruins it. I hate it. I'm like, you can't memorize it by seeing it with the lights on. And it's not like you actually thought you were in space. You knew you were on a roller coaster.
I don't know. They're pretty convincing.
So I didn't mind seeing it with the lights on. I think you and I even debated before it happened if you would want to see it or not with the lights on. Yeah, quite
a bit. Uh-huh. And I said, would it ruin it forever for me? Like, I don't know. Like, I would hate to ruin this light right forever looking around. The answer is no, it does not ruin it.
It does not ruin it.
No, it enhances it, makes it just as fun.
And then there's the crazy people that are like, I saw how close you get, and it's like inches away from your head. And it's like, that's not how they build roller coasters.
Yeah.
Because people are like, I'm afraid to put my hands up after seeing it with the lights on because it's really close. And it's like, it's not. They can't build it that way. They physically are not allowed to build it that way.
Well, how far away did you think the track was?
Like, well,
in my mind, it's actually further away than I thought.
Yeah. Well, but everyone's like, oh, I saw how close when you go underneath, you don't put your hands up. It'll take it right off. And it's like, it's never happened. So unless you have like 6 foot long arms,
right,
you're probably okay, you know. But that was a weird evacuation because we didn't actually get out of the car. They just kind of pushed us.
So much fun.
And then we got to ride it like 3 times that day.
We went on it so many times. Yeah, because they pushed us through to the end. And then by that point, the ride had reset.
Yeah.
So they just let all the cars go again.
Yeah.
And we all went again.
It was a great time.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Free fast
and pass. What was fun about it is when they evacuate you, I mean, I guess we didn't actually get out of the car in any way. They just eventually made it to our car. And then two guys just came up and just started pushing us.
Yeah.
And then once we got to the next little roll part, then you just slowly start coasting your way down. Yeah. It was awesome.
It was super cool.
I would pay for that experience. Like that's an
just have the cast members push you off an edge. That's what you want. Really, really low-tech kind of roller coaster where they just push you.
Yeah, there you go.
I would not be the one wanting to be the one to push you up the first lift hill, though. That would be terrible. Oh,
that'd be horrendous.
I've seen people evacuated off Space Mountain, though, because the weight is wrong. Have you ever seen this?
Not quite.
I've been on it when there was a group of us. There was probably all adult males on the same rocket. And we pulled up and all of a sudden they did that thing where they push you off to the side.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, the weight ratio is off. You two get off. And like literally remove two people out of the rocket and put them in the next one.
Wow.
And I don't know what that means exactly.
You know what? That almost sounds kind of sort of familiar, but maybe not. I don't know if that's ever happened to us specifically. There's been two or three times that on the California version, we've been pulled to the side.
Yeah.
I remember one very specifically, it was a guy put his legs on both sides of the divider and then they put the bar down. And so they couldn't release it. So they pulled us off to the side, released the car, made us all.
That makes, yeah, I do remember that too. Yeah. Mm. When someone decides to bring like their camping backpack with them and tries to put it between their legs or something. And so the safety restraints don't work right. Yeah.
That's happened quite a few times. That's not a full evacuation. That's a pre-ride evacuation almost.
Right.
If we can't, we're going to count it as that.
It's like the time we got evacuated from Haunted Mansion, but it was voluntary at that point. we had done the stretching room and had walked all the way up to where the doom buggies were, and they made the announcement that they didn't know when they were going to get started up again, but if you wanted to leave, follow this cast member out.
Yeah.
And we were like, heck yes, we're following the cast member out, because they were taking us through like back ways to get out of the Haunted Mansion, which is awesome. I kind of
don't even think we followed a cast member, did we? Didn't we just find the door and start walking?
I'm pretty sure there was a cast member showing us the way out, but we were walking pretty quick too. So I assume there was a cast member, because otherwise I would have gone really slow.
Slowly as possible.
Yeah. Looking places I'm not supposed to.
Because there was a lot to look into. There was all kinds of walkways back there.
Lots of doors and fabric covered things and all sorts of neat things.
So cool.
And then we came out by the graves, the mausoleum area.
We did. Right there.
I think we have a picture.
Took some photos of that. It was a grand old time. And then we immediately got in right and went on again.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if that's true or not.
But I can't, I mean, other than that, I can't think of a time that we've been evacuated from anything that I was like, ooh, we get to see something neat.
Something incredible. Now, there was one that we are forgetting about.
Uh-oh.
Just recently, we went on the Carousel of Progress.
Oh.
And you... We got about, what was it, third or fourth room into this thing?
Oh, we're third room in. No. It's the second room in, wasn't it?
We were because just
it's
two
the
one
with all the cables
in?
On it.
Probably. Oh, really? The electrical room? That's hilarious. So we get to that room and we watch the entire scene and the music starts. It's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. And our room does not move.
Yeah.
We sit there.
And he starts up talking again.
Starts again.
And we're like, huh. How many times are you going to blow a fuse while I was sitting in here? You know?
Yeah, yeah. And the lights all go out and stuff. And and the lights come back on. And it happens again.
We literally sat through that thing four times.
And then the cast members started coming on that we're experiencing technical difficulties. Your ride will begin right after this next scene. And then it didn't.
Yeah.
And it was all, please remain seated. Please remain seated. They're getting all angry at us.
Well, because I think this is the problem with Carousel of Progress, is that they don't close those doors in such a way that you can't get out. I don't think you can legally do that.
Right.
So when people get irritated, they just get up and walk out, which throws off everything. The building cannot rotate if the doors are being opened.
That would make sense for sure as a safety mechanism for sure on that type of a ride.
So
the whole building moves, for goodness sakes.
The first time someone walks out of there, we're all screwed because they cannot move that whole building with the doors open.
You now have to take everybody off.
I think that's probably part of the issue. That was
probably what happened then.
Yeah.
Because we were no longer moving.
No.
And then eventually they said, please stay seated. A cast member will come and escort you off of the ride. Or whatever the group may be.
Yeah.
And we're like, what? And then nobody stayed seated. Everybody was like, nope, we're out.
Yeah. Like, what is it with the people in Florida that they're just like, nope, I don't care. I'm getting up and leaving on my own time. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, what if the building had started moving while you're trying to walk out? Like, literally, like,
it's a big building.
You don't know what the malfunction is. So to just get up and open a door of a literally rotating building is a terrifying idea, in my opinion.
Yeah, and there's something to be said about the safety standards in America are so good that you never feel like you're actually at risk.
Mm.
And then you find out that, you know, things like this happen and you're just like, oh, of course that can happen.
You could potentially actually be at risk.
It's an entire building that's moving. Yeah, of course. Of course there's possibly an issue here. Yeah. So because of that, we then got evacuated off the back side of the building.
Which was fun.
We saw the back lot area and walk around the back and
The backside of Disney.
The backside.
Mickey's backside.
Yeah.
O2H. There are a couple that I wouldn't mind being evacuated off of that I think might be kind of cool. Mostly the dark rides I would like to be evacuated off of because they have to get you out and you get to walk close to things.
That's true. All of those would be super cool.
On the last day of operation for Ellen's Energy Adventure, which I never personally went on in Florida, they had a quote-unquote malfunction in one of the rooms. And they let everybody out of the cars to take pictures with the animatronics and stuff.
Oh, I see.
Because they were like, oops, it's shut down and we're here in this room with all these cool animatronics. I guess we'll have to have everyone get out of the cars. Oh, it'll take us a minute to get you out. Be sure to take any pictures that you wanted to take now. And
hashtag us at evacuation. Right.
Hashtag evacuate me. So, but I think the dark rides would be cool just because I want to get close to them. I know that they're, you know, giant robotic things that could potentially injure you if you got too close.
Right.
But I just want to see them up close, you know, touch something that I'm not supposed to, you know, it'd be neat.
Yeah, that'd be
I wouldn't, Disney. I'm not touching anything, but...
Unless it's the last day of the ride and they make you.
Right. But we almost did get evacuated off of Soarin'. Do you remember that?
Oh, gosh.
Steve's worst nightmare.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, of all rides you kind of that I would never want to be evacuated off of. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the idea that you're evacuated off of Soarin' means that for whatever reason, the seats are stuck in their upright locked position.
Oh, my goodness.
And we were up there... And the ride started fairly okay. And then all of a sudden, the screen goes out.
Yeah.
All the lights go on. And you see how high up you are.
Yep.
And then you also realize that your seats are still moving.
Yeah, the seats don't know that the ride stopped. So it keeps moving you like you're at it.
And Steve was not having it. He did not like that sensation at all.
Well, and we've been told that if they have to fully evacuate you off that ride, they have to bring in the cherry picker, right?
Right.
And so that's like that forklift thing that goes up and then
there's a bucket in there for you to get off.
And then you have to like jump from there into the seat and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
No, Now, I mean, obviously they allow kids on that ride. And nobody's ever, but I don't like heights.
No. Like, well, and to think about an evacuation like that, there are people who are disabled.
Yeah.
That you would have to worry about how to get them out of the seat. And, you know, an evacuation on some of these rides just sounds terrible.
Oh, that does. Yeah, literally. I think that one in Tower of Terror would be the two that I would hate to be evacuated off of whatever, for any reason. No, Tower of Terror, if you're in Florida and you have to get evacuated off that top part, we've seen video of that.
Yeah.
And that looks incredibly cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That sounds awesome. Sounds like the funnest experience ever.
It really is a situational thing where you're like, what situation am I getting evacuated off this ride? Like, where are we?
Yeah.
And that really dictates to me whether or not it'd be a fun evacuation or not.
Yeah.
You know?
Because that one you'd have to walk down 13 stories of stairs. You know, that'd be fun.
Right, yeah. But like...
Walking up 13 stories of stairs, now that's a no.
I wonder... I'd
ask for the elevator, but it's out of service.
You can just go into the shaft and drop all the way down. I wonder if anyone's ever been... I've not seen video of people evacuated off Small World. I wonder how they would do that.
I've looked at that one before while we've been on the ride, and it looks fairly easy because you're in just a little water trough.
Yeah.
And so they could easily just push your little boat easily to the end.
Oh, that's true.
That would be really easy to do. And you're in a very small amount of water and you come very close to platforms frequently. And so they could just push you to the next little platform and you could get off there. There's quite a few places in the ride where there's stairs that come right up to like the side of it for maintenance and things. They could just take you to that part too.
Oh.
So, but it would still be fun to then get off and walk around the, you know.
Yeah. I think they're pretty strict about where they let you go when you get evacuated, obviously, for obvious reasons.
People would be breaking off flowers and stealing little kids out of that ride.
Stealing little kids. They have to make sure that you're maintaining some sort of safety because you're walking through an area that's not actually made for guests to walk through. So if you fall or something, like, let's just say you're evacuated off Splash Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going up a lift hill, if you look to your right or left, usually you can see that there are stairs next to wherever you are.
Yeah.
Which are usually for maintenance, but I assume that they would also use for evacuations should they be necessary. But they're wet.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of stairs. And,
right.
You know, like everything about it, the Splash Mountain is not one I would want to be evacuated off of, I don't think.
I would. I would still be down for it.
Would you?
Yeah, something like that's even more incredible. It'd be fun.
What if they made you swim your way out?
Oh, could you imagine? Swim and slide down the hill, folks.
Here are your floaty wings. Make sure that you keep your head above water at all times.
Go for it. We just turned this into a water park.
No diving.
Oh, it'd be awful. That would be so
That's
bad.
A terrible slide to go down with the tracks in the middle.
I wouldn't like that. And the problem with some of that, too, when you're getting evacuated, is a few of their rides, like, was it Matterhorn that they had to shut down for almost a full season because it didn't meet OSHA requirements anymore?
I think that they were fixing things. I think that was part of the issue, though. They did shut down Space Mountain for about 48 hours because there was something that didn't meet safety standards in it fairly recently.
Oh, wow. That's
but I think it was all like for maintenance people in general. Like there wasn't an adequate walkway or a handrail somewhere or something like that.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for the ride itself. But
so there you go. You never know.
Really, what it boils down to is that they're trying to keep you safe, and there are a lot of mechanisms in place to make sure that nothing happens that would endanger you, you know? And so when you do get evacuated, the goal is to remain patient, regardless of what's going on. You don't need to get mad or mean with people, because it's just part of a theme park experience.
Unless it's the Skyliner, in which case, get as mad as you want.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Gosh. By the way, though, I did just read they just installed phone numbers and emergency phone numbers in each cabin.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So.
Seems like something I would have suggested before. Huh.
Episode 146? No, thanks. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm expecting a residual paycheck. Disney.
Unless they put your phone number out there and you're just getting thousands of phone calls.
Why am I still stuck in the Skyliner? I don't know. Stop calling me. Why do I keep answering these phone calls? Oh, but it's like I always say, please remain seated. Your vehicle may resume movement at any time.
Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.